This is a Fox News alert. Deadly campus shooting. I'm Jack Callahan. Fox News. At least three people are dead in a shooting on the campus of Michigan State University in East Lansing, Michigan.
They're asking everyone in the area to seek shelter immediately, to shelter in place. They were also advising students to run, hide, fight, which essentially means run from the danger. If you are within the danger, hide. And then if you encounter the danger, fight it to protect your life.
That's MSU alum Jordan Robinson, who lives just off campus. Michigan State Police say five people in all were shot, some reported critical. Chris Rosman is the deputy chief of the MSU Police Department.
The suspect in this incident, and we believe there to be one suspect, was last seen leaving the MSU Union on foot out of the north side of that building.
All campus activities at Michigan State have been canceled for the next 48 hours. Ironically, Tuesday is the fifth anniversary of the shootings at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. One of the pedestrians struck by a truck in Brooklyn, New York on Monday has died. Police say the driver repeatedly swerved onto the sidewalk, apparently intentionally. New York City's police commissioner Keyshawn Sewell.
At this time, we have no indication that there is any terrorism involvement in this incident.
Police were able to trap the truck and arrest the driver. This incident happening on the same day that jurors began the penalty phase in the trial of Saifullah Saipov, the man convicted of killing eight people, running them down on a New York City bike path in October of 2017. Saipov, who'd pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group, could be sentenced to die. Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 376 points, NASDAQ up 173. The S&P 500 closed 47 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List. Your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, three people are dead, five injured in a shooting on the campus of Michigan State University in East Lansing. Police are searching for the suspect. Students have been told to shelter in place. The investigation continues into the three objects which have been shot down over North America since a Chinese spy balloon was knocked out of the sky.
Unlike the spy balloon, which U.S. intelligence was tracking, these objects were much smaller, flying much lower, and were not being steered, and posed a threat to U.S. civilian aircraft. Kirby said the U.S. military is not tracking any objects of concern flying over U.S. airspace today. He pushed back firmly on Chinese accusations that the U.S. is flying any surveillance aircraft or balloons over China. The Biden administration gave Congress a classified briefing last August on China's high-altitude surveillance balloon program.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Health officials in Minnesota are urging workers at an ammunition plant to get their children tested for lead exposure.
The recommendation coming after four children with family members who work at the plant in Anoka were found to have elevated levels of lead in their blood, and they're concerned other children might have also been exposed but have not been tested. Lead exposure in children can lead to damage to the brain and nervous system, slowed growth and development, and other problems. State regulators cited federal ammunition for violations of workplace lead standards in late 2021 for issues not directly related to the lead exposure exposure in children. They ordered managers to improve changing rooms to reduce take-home dust, but the department said the company has yet to demonstrate that it has made sufficient changes to reduce the risk. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Colorado and 10 other states have introduced bills that would force farming equipment manufacturers to provide the tools, software, parts, and manuals needed for farmers to do their own repairs, something which some manufacturers have taken steps to block. I'm Jack Kelly. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.